We are back. Welcome to another edition of Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast. We're sitting here live, beautiful Tuesday morning, coming to you from Full Grow Studios 1 here in Portland, Oregon. My name is Ryan Yoshida. I am one of three guests here on this lovely podcast. To my left, you know her. You love her. She is Abuela. Abuela, tell the people hello. Not today. Maybe tomorrow. To her right is your third host, and back by popular demand, NPR Matt.
Hi, Ryan. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's unfortunate, as many of you might know, and for any new listeners, Matt went down to Chico, regular host Matt, went down to Chico on Friday, Thursday. He has not returned, but thankfully, NPR Matt was here in the studio, and he's going to fill in.
Yeah, it's great to be here today. It's a bummer that Matt is still down there, but I'm happy to be on the podcast.
Have you heard from him?
I have not.
Because his phone doesn't work, right?
No, it's not. It's not functioning.
Damn. I hope he's okay.
I mean, I wouldn't mind sticking around. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, you want to stick around until Wednesday?
I might have to.
Once again, guys, we have a special episode Wednesday. Normally, we don't do three episodes, but we are feeling confident.
Normally, I don't do any episodes, so that's true. In 1 week is really exciting for me.
Yeah, we're going to give you guys some bonus content, or as host Matt, who couldn't be here today, called it a special episode. We are going to review weapons of death used throughout mankind's history. It'll be a special episode coming to you on Wednesday, so go ahead and wait for it. If you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, comes on every iPhone, you'll get a notification of that episode. But you can also follow us on Spotify, or anywhere you can get podcasts at this point, honestly. It's almost NPR-ish, wouldn't you say, Matt?
We are on a lot of platforms, Spotify, podcasts, you can use the Two Guys, One Lapdog app and have access to all of our podcasts. It's only 99 cents.
Is it really?
No, it doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, so you've done a lot of extensive work with NPR, obviously.
Sure, sure. You wouldn't where I started out with my radio career, yeah.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Gross. Nobody can just get, that's a voice that people think is just like, you're born with it, but it's trained, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Damn. Voice lessons from the time I was six.
What do you think of our podcast versus your NPR podcast?
Yeah, I do like this podcast. It's a little loud. The voices are a little loud for me. I have sensitive ears. I think a lot of the listeners for the National Public Radio Station, they also have sensitive ears. So I think they appreciate a little bit lower volume.
Would you say that that's why every podcast sounds like that?
Sure, sure. I mean, some people think that this is it's pretentious or no. That's we just have sensitive eardrums. It's not a classist. It's nothing like that. It's just, quite frankly, I'm hard of hearing.
So every podcaster from NPR has sensitive eardrums.
Sure, sure.
What about just the people, you know, the research and development crew and, you know,
They are very loud.
Really?
They're very loud. It's mostly me, Terry Gross, Guy Raz from the TED Radio Hour, and Ira Glass. And, we're all very soft-spoken individuals. And I think that's what makes us so good for radio.
Do you guys interact with the normal voice people?
No.
Oh.
I don't dare.
Damn. Is your family?
We are a close society of soft-spoken individuals.
Is your family soft-spoken?
No. I'm the black sheep of the family because of my condition.
Does it define you?
Absolutely not.
Damn. Well, you're an inspiration.
I'm more than a podcaster.
Okay. I was talking more about the voice than the podcast.
I'm more than a vocal athlete.
I don't know if you know this because you're new to our podcast. Mm-hmm. It's great to have you, first and foremost.
Thank you very much.
It's an honor to have a guy from NPR over here.
It's great to be here.
But our listeners, actually, a lot of them are soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think hearing you, seeing your story and how mm-hmm. you made it, mm-hmm. that's going to help them.
And for me, that's really why I do it. It's not the money. It's not the fame. Really, it's the listeners. And it's knowing that it's them knowing that there's other soft-spoken individuals out there.
Damn.
Who are there for people like them.
You're a man of God in a godless world. I'll tell you that much.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Good for you, NPR Matt.
It's mostly just me and Matthew McConaughey.
Famous soft-spoken man?
He's a man of God in a godless world.
Oh.
If you have not seen A Star Is Born, please go check it out in theaters. Me and him are good friends. He really did a great job on the film.
NPR Matt. Matthew McConaughey is not in that movie.
Oh, but he is.
Nobody is.
You see, that's what makes this film so great, is that everybody thinks it's Bradley Cooper. It's Matt McConaughey. It's Matt McConaughey the whole time. He's wearing a Bradley Cooper mask. And that's really what people don't realize about the movie. People think that it's about addiction or music. It's not about that. It's about Matt McConaughey in a Bradley Cooper mask. It's a whole... There's layers to that
film, I'm just a little confused.
There are layers to that film.
Because nobody is soft-spoken in that film.
Nobody... Oh, my gosh. See, so you saw it, but you didn't actually see
it. Am I soft-spoken ignorant?
You are soft-spoken ignorant. I think that that is a good term for you.
Would it be soft-spoken blind or soft-spoken deaf?
It would just be soft-spoken... differently abled. I think that's what it would be.
Oh my god.
You would be soft-spoken differently abled.
I gotta say, NPR Matt, the people loved you so much. T-Gold Nation loved you so much.
T-Gold Nation did stand up, and for that, I am thankful.
The guys upstairs, we gotta give a quick shout out. All that you left a voicemail, mm-hmm. NPR Matt heard them all. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason he's here today.
I shed it
too.
But
the man upstairs, he made sure to tell me, mm-hmm. hey, you give that man a minute. You mm-hmm. understand me? You give him a minute.
No more, no less.
You let him run with
60 seconds.
Matt, you got 60 seconds. Give the people what they want.
Great. Well, today on Matt's Minute, I'll be your host, Matt Mayer. This is the Matt's Minute podcast within the Two Guys, One Lapdog podcast. I'm going to be talking about democracy and how our democracy really works. I think that for a lot of us, it's pretty obvious that our elected officials don't truly represent our interests. There are a lot of elites in power, especially in the Congress, very corrupt. So today I want to talk about sortition. This was a type of, this was a political theory that was developed really by the Venetians in ancient Venice when it was truly a great city. And the whole thing about sortition is that average citizens are randomly chosen to lead the country or to make political decisions. And I know that this sounds crazy on the surface, random citizens. What, you know, I don't want my neighbor, you know, the next door guy making these decisions. He's crazy. He washes his car, you know, three times a week. I don't want him making my decisions. Well, I'll tell you, they're going to be in a room making decisions. They're going to be backed by experts. There's going to be experts in the room. And really the great thing about this is that it eliminates political factions, which I think we all know is an issue right now. So I just want you all to Google it. I just want to spread awareness about sortition. And I think that maybe spend some time on Wikipedia, look at it, and let us know what you think, you know. Maybe leave a voicemail, send us a DM. Sortition, S-O-R-T-I-T-I-O-N. Thank you. That's Matt's Minute.
That was riveting.
Thank you.
I felt like I left this studio.
Sure.
And I was just in your head.
Does your brain feel bigger?
Not really. I feel like I want to lean in almost. Mm-hmm. And just kind of, like, what did you say? What? But I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. So I know you maybe aren't too familiar with the fans of this podcast, mm-hmm. T-Go Nation.
Stand up.
Two Guys, One Lapdog Nation. But I almost feel like with this sortition type government, the average random citizen mm-hmm. feels like you're talking about T-Go Nation.
And that's really the root of it all, is that I want T-Go Nation to stand up. I want a country that's led by T-Go Nation.
Does it discriminate? Do you have to have two legs? Can you have four legs? Because we have a lot of four-legged listeners.
Sure.
Down at the Oregon Humane Society. Sure, they love sure. it.
The OHS, yeah. You know, I don't think that there's a leg limit or requirement.
Okay.
Not to, you know, we don't want to isolate the differently abled community.
Naturally.
Maybe somebody in a wheelchair. But I just don't think that four-legged individuals would necessarily be put into the drawing pole. You know, okay. I just don't really know.
Is it a species thing?
I believe that it is a form of species racism, yeah.
Damn, that's
mm-hmm.
sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sad. It is upsetting, but that's definitely a fallback of sortition. I agree.
Should we petition for sortition? Is that what you want us to do? Do you want the people to do that? Because we will.
We might have to get a petition together.
Oh, you better let fucking DC know, because we're coming in hot.
Right, well, T-Gold Nation, stand up. We're going to get a petition for sortition, and we're going to let those folks down in Washington, D.C. know what we're all about.
Damn. That's awesome. That's awesome, NPR Matt. Thank you for that information. I did, however, just get a text. Host Matt is back in the building.
Is he
He's
really?
On his way up.
Is he?
It's been an absolute pleasure having okay. you on.
Is this, is this me signing off? This is me signing off?
For now.
Okay.
Because well, I think the people are going to want you back.
It's been great.
I know you guys can't see it. We just shook hands.
Okay.
That's a well, thing that we do here.
I just, downstairs, first door on the left.
What? No, don't go use the left. Kathy, and mm-hmm. she'll let you out.
Okay.
Just all right,
great.
Talk to Kathy.
Okay. Yeah. All right, great.
Guys, that was Matt's Minute. NPR Matt. Oh, he's making a lot of noise as we out. Okay. Oh, he's back.
Give me the loot.
Host Matt, how you doing?
Good. Just got back. 8-hour drive. I've been feeling better, but I've also been feeling worse. So ready to do this.
Man. Can we get NPR Matt
ready
back
to do
here?
This thing?
Because you are loud.
Huh?
You're a loud dude.
What do you mean?
I don't like this.
Was NPR Matt here?
NPR Matt was tight.
How did he do?
NPR Matt is, he knows his shit.
I can never hear what that guy's talking about. I have no idea what he's saying.
I'm just kind of nodding.
Literally have no idea what he's saying half the time.
But the people love it.
Boom.
So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. NPR Matt, he'll be back. Don't worry about that. But we're going to just jump right into our first segment, Weekend Recap. Pretty packed weekend for some of us.
I had a hell of a weekend, I'll tell you that right now.
You mean you just got back? Tell them.
Well, my weekend, I had a three-day weekend. Took a sick day on Friday, which was not the move because I missed a quiz in OChem, but it's okay. Left on Thursday after my class. Drove 8 hours. Listened to a bunch of TED Talks. Got down there for Chicoween, which is just crazy.
What the hell is Chicoween?
I know, right? I think they could just combine the name of the city with the holiday of Halloween, and they just call it Chicoween.
Okay.
It was tight. It was super packed. But, yeah, it's always a good time. Got to see Isu. Got to see some of the boys. Shout out to the boys at Trop. Shout out Gabriel Rollins. And shout out Trouble Drew. He had a birthday this weekend, so good for him.
Did you I've been getting a bunch of DMs actually right now. They're rolling in. Damn. Tingo Niche, sit down. Did you pull trig?
I did pull trig on Saturday. I had I was not feeling well. I think I had a bad shrimp, and it was about noon, hadn't eaten a thing, and I had just been drinking water, but for whatever reason the water made me feel sick, so I did have to pull trig.
For all those wondering what a bad shrimp is code for, it's ethanol. Street name alcohol.
Overconsumption of ethanol.
And that's just all it is. So sounds like it was a good weekend.
The dog is viciously licking my finger.
I know,
right now.
You just got back. She's excited to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see her too, but that's weird for me.
She needs to focus. She needs to focus. That's weird for me. We're doing a podcast. Come on now.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, well, you got out here early because, I mean, let me tell you what, Oregon dumped all weekend.
Yeah.
And it was miserable.
It was pissing down rain on my drive back.
Mm-hmm. Everybody likes to travel here in the summer because it's so green, but we pay the price in the fall.
Yeah, these winters
are
hard. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting myself one of those happy lamps, those UV lamps.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. On a couple podcasts, we briefly talked about seasonal depression. That shit's real.
Oh,
it hit me pretty damn hard.
Oh, you were
just a little bit.
You were doing a 180 on seasonal depression.
180, dude.
Because I think that we have you on the record saying that it does not exist.
I don't think so.
I believe we have you on the record.
I just want to bring awareness. All I'm saying, it dumped. It ruined a couple events. I
know.
As we said,
it's hard to play dice when it's raining. Yeah,
but it was a good weekend.
I think the thing too is that it's just so dark. It's like you're living in the nighttime. Mm-hmm. What I really can't imagine is living in Alaska, where it's just nighttime for like 20 hours.
I would rather it. I personally think I would rather it be pitch black all the time because we kind of are always sitting in that 5 o'clock hour where it's kind of like I never really know.
Point.
Like, should I be eating dinner?
At least commit to the darkness, right? And just live in the darkness. Yeah.
Did go see a movie. Then I took my Saturday. I had a coffee, relaxed. It was just a good weekend. It was a good recharge of a weekend.
Yeah, I had the exact opposite. I'm coming out of the weekend just drained.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Spent 2 days driving. Spent 2 days just visiting down there in the city of trees. The dirty 530, as they call it.
The dirty 530.
Yeah. Oh, also, I don't know if he's a listener, but quick shouts to Sam Winter. Low key flamed him on Saturday night. Did not mean to do that, but if he's listening, know that that was an accident.
It's hard to know who listens anymore, especially because we're on Spotify and we're also on Apple Podcasts.
Exactly, yeah.
So you don't ever really know who's listening.
It could be everybody. It could be nobody.
You could just open your Apple Podcast or Spotify app, type in 2 guys, 1 lapdog, spell everything out, and it's going to come right up.
And the thing, too, that's so nice about the Apple Podcast app is that it comes on every phone, you know?
And if you have an iPhone, you have this app.
Exactly.
It's free. It's easy to use.
Spotify is the next best thing.
I have to give a little bit of a pre-warning because it's been happening to me when I listen to podcasts. Is sometimes you'll click on certain episodes and it'll be like, episode is unavailable. That's not on our end. What tends to happen is if you have bad Wi-Fi, if you're connected to Wi-Fi, if you're in a bad service spot, it'll do that. I promise, just give it a second, close the app, it'll reopen again. If you run into that problem, that's what's happening. But that's our weekend. But as we always say here, our weekends really are not that interesting. It sounds like it is because it's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but it's not.
It's very average.
Let us know what you're doing. And if you want to do that, where could they do that at?
I mean, if they want to let me know, they could email me. They could hit me with a DM @_stablegenius. They could DM me on Twitter @_rumgoblin.
We also have a podcast stuff, though.
We have a podcast
Instagram.
That was
kind of where I was headed.
They could DM the podcast @2guys1lapdog. Spell it all out on Instagram. Do not spell it out on Twitter.
Send us your videos, your pictures, or just write us what you did on the weekend, and we'll read it or feature it. Speaking of which, all those that did leave a voicemail requesting NPR Matt, that will get featured. Give us a minute.
He's getting voicemails?
Who?
NPR Matt?
Dude, NPR Matt.
Because I haven't gotten a single voicemail.
Than host Matt.
Well,
I know, crazy.
He's just
right?
So soft-spoken. He's a gentleman.
You know what he does like a lot, though?
What's that?
We're talking off-air.
Sure.
Naturally, we just got coffee this morning. Oh. He likes espresso, so.
He likes what?
Did the whole thing.
He likes what?
He likes Bumble, but with other stuff. That segment that we do, he loves it. Shout out NPR Matt for that one. For the new listeners out there, Bumble, but with other stuff, very similar to the dating app, which you can download on your app store or whatever you Android user are using. You can do it. It's essentially Tinder. So a person's profile will come up and you can read their bio. You swipe right if you like them. You swipe left if you don't. If both parties swipe right, you match. You dialogue. And that's just how things go. But we, here over here at Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast, we put in stuff that has nothing to do with dating or people, for that matter, really.
Or people.
So without further ado, Matt actually has a app on his phone. He's going to pull it up, and we're going to jump right into it.
Yeah. All right. I'll pull up the Bumble About With Other Stuff app, and there we go. Yeah. So first thing, I mean, seems like it makes sense. Chicoween.
What the fuck is Chicoween?
So, yeah, exactly. Chico plus Halloween equals Chicoween. Which one is good? Left? You swipe left if it's good?
Swipe left is bad. What right is good?
Okay. I'm going to swipe right on Chicoween, but with some caveats. Little asterisks for sure.
Yeah, what's that?
First and foremost, the eight-hour drive.
Well, what's the pros and cons? Let's make it. Let's
let's go ahead and make a list. Pad. Yeah, let's get, bingo, yeah, get your legal pads. Let's make a list. Pros, I get to see Isu, so that's fun. We get to rage.
Did you say her name on the podcast now?
Yeah, I'm going to just fully expose her at this point. Get to see Isu. Get to see some of the other hombres, muchachos that go to school down there, which is always great. I mean, the bars are a blast on there. They are, you know, they're lit. Shouts to the bear.
Naturally.
Madison Bear Garden is tight. You get to see a lot of good costumes, a lot of creativity. I saw a grocery list, a jar of mayonnaise, and probably 2,000 cats, which...
There's a whole thing with... I have a whole thing with cats.
Yeah,
but
it was
what
it was.
To the random household items, like I've seen people in like Hydro Flask. Yeah. Like, those are tight.
Yeah, that's very creative. That's thinking outside of the box.
Oh, yeah.
That's
because, I mean, anybody can dress up, you know, in a leotard, in a light and dark blue leotard, and you'll be... What is that movie? Blades of Glory, you know? But it's like, if you can make yourself into a chair, like a lazy boy, that's tight.
Yeah, that's kind of tight. I, let's see, on Friday night, I was a wolf. On Saturday night, I was a bunny. Me and Isu were both bunnies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Cons. It's an 8-hour drive. So that is a con for me because that's a lot of driving. But I get to listen to a lot of podcasts, including this one, so that's fine.
I heard you only listen to this podcast.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. I just put the same episode on repeat and just think about what I can do better. Another con, it is packed as anything. I think that, like, I mean, on a normal weekend, it's, like, lit and, like, you know, there's obviously a lot of people going around big school and stuff like that. But Chicoween is, like, an actual thing where I was sorry. So when I was leaving on Sunday morning, I stopped into a gas station and just made a little chit-chat with some of the locals. And the dude that worked at the gas station was absolutely – he was fuming. He was up in flames. The gas station that he worked at had gotten robbed the night before, and they lost, like, hundreds of dollars worth of Patrons, and it just got trashed. There was garbage everywhere. And he said, you know, a block away, somebody got shot. Just ridiculous. He said that they do a lot of promotion in the Bay, in the Yay area. And so there's a lot of...
You're getting the out-of-towners.
So you're getting a lot of out-of-towners, yeah. And so that is a thing where a bunch... I mean, granted, I was an out-of-towner this weekend.
I was going to say, isn't that the pod... I mean, you're not really an out-of-towner.
Yeah, I mean, hard to say. I mean, I didn't get in a fight or shoot anybody, and I have actual friends that go there, so it's... I mean, it's kind of different.
You're
there's
an people in-towner that are, by proxy.
Exactly. There's people that are staying in hotels for this event.
Exactly.
Which is, I mean... I don't really know if it would be worth it at all for that. I mean, I pretty much just went down because it's a matter of tradition that we do Halloween together. So, you know, I mean, 6 1/2 dozen, but I'm going to go ahead and swipe right. But if you are just like a random person, I would avoid going there because I think that the locals are getting upset.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe left.
Yeah.
For the only reason, like Chico, I've been there twice. Great town. Really fun time. If you go to Chico, you know, it's a great time. But... A holiday like Halloween doesn't feel like one worth traveling for.
Yeah. I think it's just a classic party holiday, which is great, but like we were walking around downtown and there was just swarms of just people that like all the people that I was with that were students were like, dude, none of these people go here like 110%.
I mean, and it also makes sense, like if you're traveling somewhere like New Orleans or Las Vegas, like
it's designed
catered
for, that.
For people to come in and party and have a good time. That makes sense. But traveling from one place to like a college, don't really get it.
Hard to say.
I'm going to have to swipe left on that basis.
Yeah, I am on the fence on this one. I really can't morally swipe left because, like, you know, of the hombres and, you know.
You can't be on record doing that.
But, yeah, I can't go on the record saying that. But it's a double-edged sword.
I do have a lot of problems with the mouse and the cats and the bunnies.
There was a I saw a record number of cats.
There's what?
There's a lot of.
I feel like it's an excuse to just wear that one piece leotard.
Yeah, there was some. There was a lot of exposure this weekend.
Because it's just really just ears and a nose and like whiskers.
Okay, I forgot to tell you the story when I got back, but actually on Friday night
just got back, right?
Yeah, just got back. But on Friday, I had a girl at a party that we were at approach me and in a pretty flirtatious manner. And I was like standing right next to Aisu, like we're talking and stuff.
Is Aisu your friend, classmate?
She is my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. Sure. It's a partnership, really. I think that we're beyond that.
NPR Matt is above relationship.
NPR Matt is completely above. Yeah, he's above it. But anyways, so yeah, obviously I'm there with Aisu. We're talking. We're not being like especially couple or anything, but you know, it is what it is. And so woman approaches me in so many words, tells me that I look good, which was great. I was very flattered, but it was the way that she did it was pretty aggressive. There was some touching and it was a lot for me. Yeah. Oh. And I kind of like looked at Aisu and was kind of expecting her to bail me out a little bit. And she just totally hung me out to dry. So shouts to Aisu for doing that, for leaving your man out to dry.
I love them.
And I didn't even know what to say, because I'm not going to like just be mean or whatever. But I was like, I was a wolf and Aisu was Little Red Riding Hood. And so she said whatever. And then I kind of mumbled and kind of the words essentially fell out of my mouth. And I just pointed to Aisu and said, I'm here with Little Red Riding Hood. And then just walked away. So it was not, it was bad. She just took me by surprise. I was just sitting there drinking a beer.
It's a little early for me to say this, but it feels like Aisu put you in the crock pot.
Hard.
She
exposed me,
dude. She threw you in and then she was like, let's see what happens.
Yeah, and I was, she exposed me hard. She was like, I just want to see what, she told me verbatim that she just wanted to see what I could do. Because okay. She's like, yeah, I mean, girls go through that all the time, so you should get to go through it too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which was, I mean, I appreciate, I can respect the stance, but it was not tight because I got exposed. That's hard. Tight. But yeah.
Did she cuck you?
I wouldn't say I got cucked, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, you got cucked.
It wasn't great.
So that's our answer then? You're swiping right, I'm swiping left?
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, we're out of bypass.
Mm-hmm. What's new?
Oh, look, something else just came up.
Bieber's burrito is the next thing that we're going to talk about. I don't know if anybody has seen this picture.
Pause it right now. Pause this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Google Justin Bieber eating a burrito.
Yeah. He is an alien man.
He's crazy.
He's insane. I can honestly say I've never seen this before.
I'll describe the picture. He's sitting on a bench and what I'm assuming is a park. And he has both his elbows placed near his hips. And he's bent over eating a burrito horizontally. Like from the long part.
Like biting into the middle of this burrito.
And before we dive into the eating technique, I just want to describe his fit to the people.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a brown beanie, circular shades mm-hmm. to an extent. They're not really circular because they're straight on the top. And mm-hmm. they're not aviators though either. Mm-hmm. Blonde long hair,
mm-hmm.
a pink jacket, ripped jeans.
I mean, I don't hate the fit. It's Jay Biebs.
Man's an icon.
Yeah, it's Jay Biebs. He can do what he wants.
But he does look homeless in this picture.
Yeah, he looks like a homeless man.
He looks like a homeless
man. And it's hard to tell if he has a mustache or not, too, because the burrito's in the way. I'm imagining that he does.
I'm zooming in. He has a mustache.
He does,
mustache
okay.
confirmed.
Great, great.
But it looks like he just shaved it a little bit, like he trimmed it.
Yeah, so I just...
I'm going to guess that you're going to swipe left?
Okay, so as somebody who's never eaten a burrito like this, I can't honestly say if I can swipe left or swipe right. Just because of what he's doing, and it almost feels like heresy. I'm going to swipe left just because it just feels disrespectful to everybody else who eats a burrito the normal way.
How does that feel disrespectful?
Yeah, the more I look at the picture, the more kind of angry. I'm getting riled up a little bit, honestly.
You're riled up?
Just looking at it.
Okay.
We're going to have to go to... Coronas or something like that, the taqueria, and show them this picture and ask them what they think, because I think we need to go to the experts on this one.
Because you're getting angry, I'm getting intrigued.
Really?
Like, I almost want to buy a burrito right now to try this.
Yeah, well, I'm curious, but I just...
Does that mean that if you got like a foot long from Subway, that mm-hmm. instead of eating it the normal way, mm-hmm. you turn it over and you eat it sideways?
I just am curious because is he going to eat it and go straight through like a beaver that cutting a log in half? Or is he going to eat it and kind of work his way down like corn on the cob and then rotate it?
It's going to
exactly
open up.
Exactly.
The tortilla is not going to hold it.
The tortilla. And so it's just – I'm swiping left 100% because there's just no longevity. I appreciate the creativity.
I like the innovative,
yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the creativity, but
– Is there any pictures of him like further along in the burrito?
I wish.
Although – Now, what? What is he doing?
Yeah, you guys really just need to see this picture because it's
It is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable look behavior at it. From Justin Bieber.
I'm gonna swipe right.
Oh no, you're not.
On the basis of really? I'm swiping right because I want to just try it. Because
he's an innovator.
I want to shoot like Nike and just do it. You know, like what's the worst? It falls apart. Ah.
So you know what, the worst part about the whole situation is I wouldn't actually mind that if he was eating it over a plate at a table, but he's eating it in a park. If he drops any part of that burrito, it's gone, dude. So you like, why not play it safe? Like if you're eating it over a plate, at least you can fork it up at the end of it if you fork it up.
But that seems like a waste. I think this is just the attitude of like, yeah, I'm going to lose a lot of my cheese. Yeah. My queso.
This is a guy
I'm
going
to lose a lot of my ground beef. Yeah. Screw it. I'll buy another one if I need to. I'll eat two burritos to get the substance of one.
This is essentially, I think, on a lower level or on maybe a more dissected level, just a really intense flex. Because he's just saying, I don't care if this doesn't work. I can go buy 100 million burritos and still have money to spare.
You know where I think that this might be the most effective is on a Chipotle burrito. Because they're so thick. That. You have a lot more.
They're as thick as they are long.
That's true.
They're massive burritos.
Because if you're doing this on like the McDonald's $1 breakfast burrito, you have like two bites. Actually, maybe that one's better because you just...
Then you have two burritos.
You like kind of just go...
We're going to have to try this, clearly.
I don't know. Yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah, let's try
it. We're going to have to try this.
Is there a new burrito challenge happening out there?
Yeah, do you want to go get burritos tonight? Because...
I kind of want to just like stop this
podcast. Hashtag Bieber's burrito challenge.
What are the odds that we just stop this podcast right now and go get burritos? Zero.
Trust me, I want to, but the listeners...
So you're swiping left.
Absolutely.
I'll give you one chance to change that because I'm swiping right. You can only eat a burrito like this if you're swiping right.
I'll tell you what. If he was eating it over a plate, I would be swiping right.
Okay.
But he is doing that purely to flex on those of us that can't buy all the burritos in the world.
Okay. What is this thing? So we both swiped on Bieber. What is this next thing that came on?
Milk.
What is a carton of milk doing on my Bumble?
Well, there's a little bit of a story behind this. First and foremost, on Saturday when I wasn't feeling super hot, milk was the only thing that I could... that was giving me nutrition pretty
Can
much.
You set the stage 2%, 1%,
2%, of course. Cause I hadn't eaten anything all day and I was like, dude, I couldn't like drink water or anything. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to shoot the gap and try some milk. I don't really drink cow's milk. I'm not a big dairy guy. I eat some yogurt, but
yeah, you eat a lot of yogurt.
Yeah. I eat a lot. I'm a big fan of Greek yogurt.
You eat a lot of cheese.
I don't eat that much cheese, but I'm not a big milk drinker.
So it's not dairy. It's milk.
Well, I mean, it's up to interpretation. It goes week by week. Anyways, I rarely, if ever, drink milk straight. Don't believe in it.
Whoever's producer, who I can't name you yet, cut that clip. Keep that clip on retainer.
Oh, yeah? You're going to need that?
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
Okay. Well, not a big liquid milk drinker, but on Saturday, I was in need of milk. I don't know if you've ever seen that Vine where that guy's like passing out in a parking lot and she's just yelling, he needs some milk. But that was me on Saturday. And so I had milk and it was delicious. But I think that that's the only capacity in which I could drink a glass of milk. So from that reason, I'm swiping left on milk.
What do you have against milk? Because this is probably the most random factoid about you.
That was pretty much one of the only situations where I'm going to be able to have a glass of milk. And I'll tell you what, it worked wonders. I felt great after. I got the nutrition I needed. It had a lot of fat. It hydrated me. But unless I'm just violently hungover, I don't think I can do milk.
So are we talking straight milk? Like just straight a glass
of milk? Like I went to Safeway and bought a carton of milk. Like a small...
When you say that you don't know that you can do milk, are we talking straight milk or milk plus
I'm talking straight milk. I'm talking milk in a glass. I can do... I mean, you know, cheese. Okay, you know, brie. That's
well,
great.
I'm going to throw out scenarios and you tell me yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Milk and cake.
I mean, yeah.
Milk and cookies.
Yeah. Well, hard to say because, I mean, milk and cookies, a glass of milk with cookies, I'm not sure. But, you know, if I'm going to have a chocolate if I'm going to have a chocolate chip cookie, there's clearly milk in the chocolate chip cookie. That sounds great.
Ice cream? No, I meant a glass of milk with chocolate chip
cookies. Yeah, no. No thanks, dude. That's not me.
Okay, wait, I got more. Cereal and milk.
I haven't had cereal and milk since I was like a freshman in college. What? I don't know if I could do it at this point. It's a lot of milk. I think I'd rather. I'll tell you what, and you're gonna hate this take. I think I would rather do yogurt and cereal, or yogurt and granola.
Get out.
But not that much.
Go get NPR Matt now.
More granola than yogurt. I just don't. I can't do. I'm not a big dairy boy. You know,
are you lactose intolerant?
Well, no, but I'm kind of a hypochondriac. I'm kind of a hypochondriac with my lactose intolerance. I tell Isu all the time I'm lactose intolerant and she knows I'm not and it really annoys her, but I think that I might be.
Is this how you feel when, like, if somebody's sick and I don't want them anywhere near me?
Probably, yeah. I don't know, because I'm looking at you right now. Ice cream is great. Like, cheese is pretty, like, cheese and sandwiches is great. But am I ever, ever really going to sit down and just have a glass of milk? No, because I'm not, I'm done. I don't need strong bones. That's a scam, dude. Like, I'm not 6 years old.
Okay, all right. Well, besides the numerous health benefits, right?
I can get my nutrition just from food. I don't need to drink the milk. So I'm not a baby cow. I don't
purely on enjoyment. If you had a plate of fresh, warm chocolate chip cookies, you are not going to eat that with a glass of milk.
I'd rather have a glass of water or a smoothie.
That's such a that's so trash. Oh my God.
And you know, and you want to know, this is the best thing about this whole situation is that I grew up on non-fat. I did not grow up on 2% or whole milk or whatever it is. I grew up, my mom was strictly keeping non-fat in the house.
I actually am disgusted with you
right now. And so my milk just tasted like water even when I was drinking milk. So at this point, it's really not that big of a... But I'll tell you what, that 2% on Saturday morning saved my life.
Yeah, don't you ever talk about milk like that.
What?
Don't you ever talk about milk like that.
I'm not a baby cow, dude. Are you a baby cow?
I mean, that has nothing to do with it.
That's who is milk made for? Is it made for humans, human men, or baby cows?
You eating chocolate cookies in general, doesn't even matter what type of cookie. You eating cookies with a glass of water is psychotic. Is absolutely psychotic.
What do you mean? How? That's not weird. What is different about water than milk? You're just washing it down.
That's true. But milk accents the cookies. You got to stop playing with the dog. You're distracting me. She's trying to get a podcast off, dude.
No, she's looking at you because she's pissed. Because she's like, dude.
When she doesn't eat her food, what do? We put milk in there. Because milk makes everything better.
Because she is closer to a baby cow than we are. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know the evolution. But what I'm saying is like that's like cooking chicken without salt. You don't need
salt. Like, it's not at all. Well, because salt isn't made for baby cows, dog. Salt is a rock.
Salt's not made for us either.
Well, it's not made for anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
It's more made for us than milk is. I'll say that right now.
No way. No way.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm swiping left on milk.
Oh my God.
For me, it just doesn't work. I don't even put milk in my smoothies, dog.
Dude, Teagle Nation is coming after.
My lactose boys stand up.
You're not lactose intolerant.
Well, yeah, but I might be. You're not. I think that I am in a low key way. Like, if I sat down and drank a whole gallon of milk, I guarantee I'd be hella sick.
Oh my God. I am going to close the app. I'm done with Bumble.
But lactose intolerant nation, stand up.
I'm swiping right on milk. And if you.
Let's unionize.
If you eat cookies and milk, swipe right on this motherfucker too, because that's ridiculous.
That's a swear.
That's like saying like, oh, I drink almond milk.
I do drink almond milk, and it's dang.
If you're actually lactose intolerant, that makes sense.
I'm kind of lactose intolerant. Like, I get a tummy ache sometimes, like when I drink too much.
That's like the people like you.
But on Saturday it was dank.
Okay, you claiming that you're lactose intolerant or all those kind of things is like the people that wear glasses that are not prescription.
They don't have lenses. Yeah, they're fakes. I mean, I'm not claiming anything. I'm just saying I have low key lactose intolerance. It's not a big deal. I live with it. I go day to day. It's great. I
have low key vision problems.
That I know you do. I know you do.
Optometrist. I know. It just means that I'm going to live with.
It just means that you're going to get in a car crash or multiple.
Right. Well, I'm closing the app, so there's no more.
If you don't like milk, please DM me and let's get a situation together. Let's make a club or something like
unionize.
That.
Unionize. You guys want to unionize?
Exactly. Let's unionize. Let's try and shut down the milk industries. Let's shut down big milk and big dairy, because I don't support it.
Just consider yourself lucky, because if we didn't have something already in the crockpot, I'm putting your ass in a
bunch I've been of milk. I have been in the crockpot since Sunday of last week. I have been marinating.
Take you out.
I'm burnt. I'm super burnt right now.
We have to buy a new one.
I know.
I'd put you in a crock pot with like a gallon of milk and just let you marinate.
That'd be delicious.
What would happen if you did the gallon milk challenge?
I would vomit.
What would it take for you to try it? What can Teagle Nation do?
Let me ask you. Teagle Nation can give me. They can give me 20 voicemails saying they want me to do the gallon milk challenge because I know that the gallon milk challenge equals just vomit immediately after.
Yeah.
I mean, if they stand up and do 20 voicemails, I will attempt.
You get us 20 voicemails
by 1 week from today.
So by Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's in. It's on record.
It's on record.
Subtle.
But no foul play on this one. No, you know, going out looking for sport. It's Teagle Nation has to stand up organically. All right.
Organically, yes.
Yeah, but you can't be going out there posturing. Oh, you know, leave it.
Organically, yes.
We're gonna have to talk about this off air.
Let's jump into the next segment. You know it, you love it. It's the crock pot. So for those that don't know what a crock pot is, it's a pot.
It's tight.
Slow cook stuff. So you put a bunch of different random crap in there and you let it cook.
Ingredients,
And you just kind of see what comes out.
Salt, milk, chicken.
put them all in one
time. See what happens.
And you just turn that thing on. It cooks for like 3 hours, and then boom, something you can do soups.
You can do stews, soups. So, you can do pulled pork. You can do whatever you need.
For the purpose of the best podcast you've never heard of, we take different things that we see or encounter. Those are our ingredients. We put it in that crock pot, which is this podcast, and then we see what comes out. So I did. I went ahead. I went grocery shopping. Headed over to Safeway. Used my club card. Thank you, Granny.
What'd you get?
And I got a white table for potlucking.
Sure.
Those kind of white tables. I got a little bit of Liquid Courage.
Just enough.
Street name, ethanol. Street name, alcohol. For those over 21. And I went ahead and downloaded Mo Bamba by Sheck Wes.
Nice. Shout out.
I got three ingredients.
Shout out to Mo Bamba and Sheck Wes. Two kings.
I don't want
to
shout out Mo Bamba just yet.
I'm all in on Mo Bamba.
You don't even watch basketball. Not the man. You don't even watch
basketball. Well, I did watch him on The Shop last night with LeBron, and he's tight.
You watched him for about 2 minutes.
He has good face structure, and he has tight hair, so I'm all in on him.
I'm not going to make any comment. But we got our three ingredients, so let's put them in. For those that maybe don't follow like Total Frat Move or Dye's Life or all those like really fratty college Instagrams, there's like this new trend going on that when Mo Bamba comes on, people just go crazy.
I don't know if it's a trend. I think it's just a human reaction.
The way
that the music moves through you.
You can't fight
it. Yeah, I don't know if it's a trend more than it is the exploitation of human nature.
It's like when you hear that song, you have to do something like...
ignorant. You're going to have to hurt not only your own body, but just inanimate objects around you.
And if anybody wants to hear this song that maybe hasn't, type in Mo Bamba song. It'll come up.
Or Mo Bamba highlights, because he balls.
Okay.
I'm all in on Mo Bamba.
I can
think about getting a jersey.
He drinks milk, though, so...
He does not. Watch yourself. He is noted anti-milk.
And I think what we get out of this is just a good time. I think that's what the final product's going to be.
It's just content,
really. The past couple weekends, we've had some people over. We've gone over to our friend's house. And we hang out.
Situations arise.
And somehow or another, right around 1 o'clock in the morning, Mo Bamba somehow gets us onto the speaker. And a table breaks. We've broken two tables in 2 weeks.
For me, it hit really close to home last week when our coffee table got broken because I had to eat my breakfast on the ground for a little while.
And yeah, Matt did not let us forget that.
That sucked.
He daily reminded us that we need a new table.
Well, because when I eat my food on the ground, she's all up in my business trying to get some breakfast, and it's just annoying because she loves human food. And so,
I mean, at the end of the day, right, the most important thing in our lives is our tables.
Yeah.
We got to remember that.
More or less.
You know?
More or less.
Screw water. Screw shelter, screw happy life.
Screw milk.
It's all about tables.
Well, they're irreplaceable. There's only so many tables in this world.
That's funny because we just replaced it. But here's the point. We'll post up some videos. Where can they see the video?
They're going to just have to go on the gram.
What's the gram? What is a gram?
Oh, well, the gram is short for Instagram. It is a mobile application for the phone. They're just going to have to follow us on @2guys1lapdog. Spell it all out. There will be some content going up there of...
shout out to one Josh Napolis.
Yes,
Napolis. And one Napolis. Ronnie the Bigone Bardenstein.
Yes.
Those are two soldiers. Two weekend warriors, as we like
if to I could just comment on Ronnie's Mo Bamba event really quick. I did see...
Let's talk about technique here in a second.
Okay,
let's
okay, dive great. Into yeah, it. Great,
but those
great,
two
great.
Guys, they broke two tables. Absolute kings. So if you want to see those videos,
Lords of Dogtown.
If you want to see the final dish that came out of this crock pot, head over to the Instagram. But let's critique their technique. Because there's something to be said about if Mo Bamba's on, you're going to break a table. There's a couple good ways to do it, and there's a lot of
there's a lot of you can do it improperly. And I think that the trend, if that truly is what it is, is called the people's elbow or giving it the people's elbow.
Who invented the people's elbow?
I mean, I have to imagine it was Stalin, right?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, is it really? It was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Rock. Follow him on Instagram, @TheRock.
Okay. Well, yeah, I really just wanted to have a word about, because I saw the footage. I wasn't there for it live for Ronnie's People's Elbow event, but I noticed what he did, and he gave it the people's tailbone. And quite frankly, I cannot get behind it.
You can't get behind it?
Well, I mean, I can from a certain extent, but... I mean, he jumped up and he hit it with his ass. He gave it the people's tailbone. And for no other reason than his own, than self-preservation, I feel like that's a really great way to just hurt yourself, you know?
Well, I think what happens is, and the beauty of Mo Bamba is that the music comes on, you see a table that is just eyeing you the wrong way.
Sure, it's been looking at you all night.
You're going, hey, you're catching these
you're
ants.
You're done, yeah, you're done.
Like, it's happened a couple times with plants. You know, back in high school, people used to fight plants.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
They gave you the wrong eye. You're done. You're toast.
Shout
out the only Ham. He's a listener. Ian Ham, I know you're listening to this podcast. You're a savage.
Is it Ian?
It depends where you are.
Okay.
It depends on the time.
I and him. Too. He's a listener. Great.
But if that table gives you the wrong light, you get up on a couch or you get up on another table to jump on that table, you're not really thinking about technique. Mm-hmm. You're just, I have to break this table. And sure. I think when I looked at Ronnie's eyes, he looked at me and he was like, this is it. I'm either going to break this table and die.
Was it a person behind those eyes or was it just a dark
black pit? It was a Thunder Buddy. He was Ted for Halloween, but damn, I loved it, dude. I mean, he cannonballed into a table, flipped backwards, almost broke his arm.
Yeah, it looked like he could have sustained some head damage.
Serious injuries. Yeah.
And I have to shout out Josh the way that he gave it the people's elbow. At first, initially, he kind of slid right off, and then he gave it the people's 2 foot, and that absolutely decimated the table.
Yes.
So I think we really need to start going from just higher in the air. I think is what the situation is.
But then there's allegedly, now neither me nor Matt can confirm this, but there was a third incident where
I don't know that
Mo Bamba was playing.
So I believe that Mo Bamba was in the area, yes.
Really?
Yes.
That changes everything.
Where our friend, he's going to remain anonymous.
Well, yeah, we're not going to shout him, but he was on, they have a two-story house.
So he came off the balcony.
Yeah. He came off of like 15 feet.
Yeah.
You can seriously injure yourself.
Yeah.
Don't do that. No. Tigo Niche, this is professionals only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do this. We're not trying to.
Don't do this unless Mo Bamba is playing, and then
if Mo Bamba's playing, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Submit us your video.
Think about it.
But
maybe
do it safely.
Maybe you drink a little NyQuil. You stay up a little. You don't fall asleep. Things get weird.
Is it a NyQuil or a ZQuil? Because ZQuil, you don't have to deal with the whole like.
Okay. So maybe mix ZQuil and a Monster and just see where it takes you.
No, you keep
just see where that takes you, baby. Just if you don't have to drink, if you're under 21, I'm pretty sure you can still buy ZQuil.
Dude, you know how much I like NPR Matt way more than you?
What do you mean?
Does he not? NPR Matt likes milk.
NPR Matt doesn't like milk. He likes almond milk, dog.
Dude, NPR Matt, we shared a glass of whole milk, dude. It was tight.
Two straws, one glass?
No, we're a straw-free podcast.
Well, you said you...
Wow, that's true.
Well, they're metal straws, dog. So, I mean, they're reusable, so...
I think we have you on tape saying that you hate metal straws.
I do. But NPR Matt loves it. He's all in.
Damn. But yeah, we'll get those videos up for you guys so you can put a visual to it. That's our crock pot. I mean, you take Mo Bamba, you take any type of table. It can actually not even have to be a table. It could be
from IKEA. It can be a white table. It can be a dining room table.
It could be a Chihuahua if you really want it to.
Lazy Boy.
Yeah. I mean, whatever's you're going to want to bring. Mm-hmm. Whatever's giving you weird eyes.
Like yeah. A plant, someone's been looking at you all night. Yeah. A vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that vacuum cleaner
has been giving me eyes.
Dude.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. In the studio, we have a vacuum cleaner in the corner.
And it's been.
And it's eyeing us out. Every night we sit here, it just eyes us out. Oh, it's going to
I don't like that tube. I don't like that tube.
Oh, is it the tube?
I don't know.
It's the handle for me because it like.
The handle. Yeah, it's aggressive the way it points.
So
anyway, yeah, they can't see. They don't know.
Should we just take care of a few housekeeping things before we head
out? Oh, yeah. Let's do a little. Yeah.
One last reminder, if you're still listening, thank you because you're OG.
Yeah, shouts.
Since 03. How's that one? How's that for a one-liner?
OG since 03?
Tomorrow.
Were you born in 2003?
Dude, don't worry about it. Don't ask him my age.
Are you 15?
You never ask a woman her age. Come on.
Are you a woman? Are you a 15-year-old girl?
I know, and I don't like milk, too. Get me out of here. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween. Completely forgot about
shouts.
That. Shouts. We're doing a special episode in honor of one Kobe Lloyd, who left a voicemail.
Yes.
Kobe, we got you. It's coming to you. It'll be up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts can be heard, roughly around 12 p.m. Pacific Eastern Time. Once again, Wednesday, special episode. Thursday, you know
Spepisode.
It. Spepisode. Thursday, normal episode, so you guys have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
An episode.
3 days in a row of content. Can you believe that?
That's too much content.
Who are we?
They're going to have to spend all weekend just listening.
Damn,
that's so much.
We get NPR Matt down here. He starts giving us tips. Do we think we're NPR?
I mean,
NPR doesn't even do
I know Tara Gross is a listener, and I would love to hear what she has to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I know Matt has connects with the people over at, Ira Glass, This American Life. I know he has connects with Ira
NPR
Glass.
NPR Matt does. Host uh-huh. Matt.
No, I do not.
You host, don't have any.
Yeah, no.
You don't have any. You know, do you have any connections in general?
I like to think that I have connections with the dog, but I don't know if she reciprocates those
she
feelings.
She does. We talk about this weekend. Okay. Guys, as always, we love you. Thank you for listening. You thought we were gone, but we weren't.
Shouts.
What's up? Yeah, guys, we love you. We'll see you guys tomorrow, and we'll see you again on Thursday. Take it easy.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Next week's going to be honestly huge for the listeners.
You want to tell the people where they can follow you?
I mean, dude, if they want to follow me, I don't know why they would. I mean, on Instagram, they do it at @StapleGenius. On Twitter, @RumGoblin. My Twitter is fire. So do that. If they wanted to follow the podcast, where could they do that?
They could do that @2GuysAndOneLaptop.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you spell it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to follow my personal Instagram, you can follow me @Vags. VVAGS. Fags. It's a pretty good Instagram. Mm-hmm. Without further ado, guys, thank you for listening. See you next week.